Agritourism popularity continues to rise. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. A recent survey shows agritourism operations are becoming more prevalent among farmers and ranchers. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Agritourism may be growing just as fast on the farm as the crops themselves. At least a recent survey by University of California Davis Extension gives that impression from Golden State farmers polled.
Since 1998, there has been a huge explosion in interest in farmers diversifying and actually bringing more visitors onto the farm for a variety of different things.
And Ellie Rhea of UC Davis Extension says nearly two-thirds of agritourism operators surveyed say they plan to expand or diversify their business in the next 5 years. And while the reasons for starting, operating, and eventually expanding an agritourism operation range from a better marketing of their farm products to providing employment opportunities for family members, Rhea says still the main factor for the startup and operation of these businesses is increasing profitability.
I think the larger phenomenon really stems from the fact that it's hard to make a living in agriculture. If you look at the USDA statistics, there are only 13% of farmers in America that are making 100% of their income on the farm. And the rest have some other source of income, either with other family members or a secondary job.
And as far as how best to expand an agritourism operation, Rhea says survey participants provided this advice.
You have to start with what you have and then you work out from there. All of the enterprises and the respondents to the survey really talked about how they grew their operation from whatever that specialty or skill set that they had.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And to find a farm near you to visit here in Tennessee, go to picktnproducts.org. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.